Bruce Wayne is seen nationwide, daily on Fox, ABC, CBS, and independent TV stations across the United States. And now, Bruce and his team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, and fitness experts team up for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Join us for the next hour and learn why doctors, physical therapists, dietitians, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss. Now, your host and founder of Armageddon Weight Loss, Bruce Wayne.
Welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show with your host, Bruce Wayne, and this is Jennifer Green. Bruce Wayne is arguably one of the most qualified weight loss experts in the world. Bruce is seen on TV daily nationwide on CBS, ABC, Fox, the CW, Warner Brothers affiliates, and independent TV stations all across America. He's the founder and creator of Armageddon Weight Loss DVD program, sold nationwide and internationally in Brazil, India, Canada, and United Kingdom. Bruce Wayne has worked on the bone marrow transplant, lung transplant, and burn and trauma intensive care units at Harvard Medical School Teaching Hospital. He's a champion weightlifter, has over 30 years of experience in the health and wellness field. His medical team is comprised of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes. Bruce is also the author of 13 books on weight loss and other health topics, and his client from right here in Atlanta lost over 238 pounds and trained for the 2016 Olympics. Bruce Wayne, it is so exciting to be here with you today to talk about Armageddon Weight Loss. What is Armageddon Weight Loss?
Well, thank you for having me, Jennifer. Armageddon Weight Loss is the most scientific-based weight loss fitness program on the market. And I don't say it just because I'm the person who created it. It's because, in fact, it was developed by a team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes combined. And so the idea behind Armageddon Weight Loss is basically to make evidence-based science be the driver for weight loss and fitness and the laws of science to be the underpinning by which weight loss fitness science is governed by. And I'll explain more later on throughout the program.
But Armageddon just sounds like, you know, so dramatic, end of the world. How did you come up with Armageddon?
Well, Armageddon, the word, I know a lot of people associate the Mayan calendar with it, but and the event that goes along with that. But in fact, Armageddon actually means the end of something. It means the final battle. But at the end of a process, there's also a new beginning. So for us, it's the end of fads and gimmicks and pseudoscience weight loss fitness programs and system. And it's the beginning of science and the laws of science being the driver behind weight loss and fitness. In other words, you don't get to choose how to lose weight. Or, you know, I went to a bookstore recently and they said, choose your diet. And people think when they're ready to lose weight, they get to choose what they want. But it's not that way when you look at the hard science. In fact, it's evidence-based science and the laws of science and the empirical laws of science that's governing weight loss and fitness. So you really don't get a lot of choices. You just get to discover those laws and then you get to implement them. And I'll give you some examples of that in a few minutes.
Excellent. Well, I always thought there was a choice. So I'm interested in hearing more about this and how it works and why it makes the most sense. What are we going to be talking about today, Bruce?
Well, today's topic is why your weight loss program is actually obsolete and will never provide long-term success. So if you use a personal trainer or attend a fitness class or a boot camp, or you're using some type of shake or diet program, you need to listen to see why these approaches are actually scientifically proven to be obsolete and will never provide long-term success.
And I know also coming up later in our show, we're going to be joined by clinical nurse specialist in adult health, Tamara Giroux. Hope we're getting her name right there. We're going to learn how she got rid of her cellulite. Her results were so incredible, she was actually featured in the latest issue of New Beauty magazine under the shocking transformation, along with some other A-list celebrities like J-Lo, Lucy Liu, Kerry Washington, and actually Khloe Kardashian. And aren't you headed to China soon?
In about 2 weeks, April 15, I'll be heading off to China, and I'll be traveling all over China. We'll be exploring and also filming some, et cetera, so it should be pretty exciting. I would love to share some of my experiences as to how you travel and stay fit while you're traveling as well.
Yeah, and it would be interesting while you're there to kind of talk to some of the people who live there and see how they, you know, what their fitness is, what's their impression of the American system of weight loss.
Well, while my Japanese is pretty decent, my Mandarin is terrible. I don't even speak really good Chinese food right now, so it's going to be very interesting trying to get around. So, well, we'll see how much conversation I really have along the way, but I'm sure I'll have some. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and then when we get back, Jennifer and I will talk a lot more about, you know, what exactly is Armageddon weight loss, and when you're getting ready to lose weight and get in shape, you know, really, how do you make really good decisions? So for those of you who are out there who are thinking about losing weight and getting in shape, and you've tried lots of other things, and maybe you even have a personal trainer right now, or you're involved in a fitness class, stay tuned. Come back to listen to me and to listen to Jennifer and I as we talk about real serious hard science to find out how you actually lose weight and get in shape and why the program that you're currently using actually is obsolete and will not actually deliver long-term success for you.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. I am Bruce Wayne, your host. I'm the creator of the Armageddon Weight Loss Program along with my team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes combined. In fact, over 50% of my clients work in the medical field. Numerous doctors, scientists, physical therapists, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss when they personally want to lose weight and get in shape. Armageddon weight loss is now being considered by many in the medical community as one of the most well-put-together program that delivers long-term success. Don't just take my word for it. Carlos, who lived right here in Atlanta, lost over 238 pounds and trained for the 2016 Olympics. So Jennifer and I today are going to go into why this program is so unique and why it is the new way that people should really approach weight loss and fitness.
And we're also going to be talking to someone who has experienced some great success on the program, clinical nurse specialist in adult health. Her name is Tamara Jarus. We're going to learn how she got rid of her cellulite, and she was featured in the latest issue of New Beauty magazine under Shocking Transformation with some of big A-list celebrities like J-Lo, Lucy Liu, Kerry Washington, Khloe Kardashian. So, Bruce, let's get into it.
So today's show is why is your weight loss program actually obsolete and will never deliver long-term success? So again, listen up. If you're going to a personal trainer or a fitness class or a boot camp or you're using some type of diet shake, listen to learn why these approaches are actually scientifically proven to be obsolete and will never, ever provide long-term success. Now, before I go forward, let me explain to you, give you a little bit of background. So what qualifies me to make these claims? You know, well, let me give you a background on what my team looks like. My team has over 4 neuroscientists. These are people with PhDs, 2 psychologists, 2 physicists, a biochemist, a health chemist, an endocrinologist doctor, an OBGYN doctor, a gastroenterologist doctor, physical therapists, registered dietitian, champion athletes, and more people than I can list right now who are a part of my team. So when I say that our program is evidence-based driven, it is the most evidence-based driven program of its kind anywhere in the United States currently. So let's talk about these approaches and why are they obsolete. For example, boot camps, most fitness classes, medical clinics offering weight loss services, personal training program, diet shakes, prepackaged meal programs, you know, that dance workout that you do, you know, whether it's on TV or in the gym, you know who you are. Most employer-based programs, you know, most places have one of these and they're very prideful that they have one. So what is wrong with them? Why aren't they working? Or, you know, what is the flaws with it? Because perhaps you're getting some results. So you're wondering who the hell is this guy on the phone telling me or on the radio telling me that this is not working? You see it working for you. So what is he talking about? So let's drill down a little bit as to why your program is limited in the success that you're going to achieve.
All right, let's hit boot camps first, because I am a boot camp kind of maniac. Like, I'm really loving interval training and intense, you know, that kind of intense mix of like strength and aerobic. Why, if you do boot camp alone, why is that not going to work?
Well, first, let me introduce you to a new terminology, a new word. The word is doc science. D-O-C, like doctor, and the word science. Get to know this word, because it's about to change the way you look at weight loss and fitness. Your world will never be the same again. So what exactly is doc science? So let me give you a definition. Doc science wellness programs are those that are created by and taught by teams of medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes combined. You know, currently in the weight loss fitness industry, the way that we treat weight loss, fitness, and obesity, we treat it as if it's been done, that we've already figured this thing out already, and all we need to do is just to pick that program that fits our busy lifestyle. However, when you look at the hard scientific evidence-based data, what you see is that nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, what you really discover is that the laws of science, empirical laws of science, is actually in charge of the process. And unless you follow those laws of science, you're not going to achieve your outcome. So let me give you, Jennifer, let me give you an example of what I mean by the laws of science. Let's say, Jennifer, I'm going to make you really rich right now. So
please.
So let's say you won the Powerball, right? So you're excited, right?
Very.
Okay. So, and you're on the 15th floor of a building, and so you decide, oh my goodness, I want to go cash in my ticket, right? And you want to get there pretty cool. You might get a lawyer.
Right away.
But before you get to that lawyer, you got to, you know, take your lawyer up and get your accountant in line. But before you can do that, the first thing you got to figure out is, well, I got to get off the 15th floor first. And you decide, well, you don't want to take the stairs. Oh, hell no, you're rich now, right? And you don't want to take the elevator. And guess what? I'm going to throw one more in there. You don't believe in the laws of gravity. So you're just going to jump off the 15th floor balcony so you can get downstairs faster to cash in your ticket. Yeah. Well, the problem is, Jennifer, you are going to cash in your ticket. The problem is it's going to be out of this world, because the laws of gravity doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care if you're having a good day or a bad day. It just is. And so unless you account for gravity, okay, you know, when you're going to jump off that 15th floor there, you're not going to really have a good experience. So the point is that the law of gravity is an empirical law of gravity. The law of gravity is an empirical law of science. And so with empirical laws, no one can violate it. Not the chief technology officer at NASA, mm-hmm. and not the president of the United States. So unless you account for it by maybe stitching together, you know, a parachute, and guess what? If you don't know those calculations for gravity, are you really going to risk your little stitching together of a parachute to jump off the 15th floor? Or do you want one that's already pre-designed with the calculations involved? Or you may want to have some sort of propel device to make sure it's going to break your fall coming off the 15th floor. So in either case, you want to be really accurate, because you want to live so you can go spend your money, right?
Sure.
So the point is that doc science is built upon these empirical laws of science. And that's sort of where we're going with this. So when it comes to weight loss and fitness science, you don't get to choose these laws. You just get to discover them. And collectively, you get to discover as many of them as possible that's responsible for weight loss, fitness, and good health. And then once you discover them, then you need to get together a multidisciplinary team of people, and you need to put these laws together so that they all fit together. And then we have to boil that data down. Okay, so we got to get it together. We got to boil down the data so the average everyday person can understand the data. And then we have to personalize it to that individual. And then you're going to need a coach. You're going to need some sort of a coaching, because there's no way you don't have a biochemistry degree. You don't have a physics degree. You don't have a neuroscience degree. So you're going to need some sort of coaching to kind of coach you through the process a little bit. So as you're making adjustments along the way, you'll have someone to talk to. So that's sort of what a doc science program is. It's a very scientific structured program. But I'm going to let you in on something, Jennifer, that's really cool about it. For the first time, I know this is going to sound like the biggest gimmick in the world, but it's actually true. When you follow empirical laws of science, it means that it literally is scientifically impossible for you not to lose weight.
Now that I like.
And that's true, because imagine what gravity, once you understand the laws of gravity, we bet our lives every single day on these laws. So when you count, when a plane goes up in the sky, those engineers had to calculate the laws of gravity to make sure that plane sits up there. So you're betting your life in that moment on that. When you make a parachute, you're also doing those calculations as well. And so, you know, whether it's in a car, et cetera, there's so many things that we base empirical laws of science on. So in this particular case, it literally is scientifically impossible, if the calculations are done correctly, for you not to lose weight. So for the first time now, you can say, look, you know, I finally found a program that will work for me. And as long as I follow the instructions, I will lose weight. And that's a pretty cool thing.
That makes it sound really easy.
Well, it's a whole lot easier when you know the steps to take. So essentially, if you know what steps to take, you're going to have much more efficiency. You're going to be able to, when you get up in the morning, know what to do, when to do it, and why to do it. And when you're not doing well, you're going to know why you're screwing up. So, I mean, in that sense, it's easy. But let me tell you, part of it that will be challenging for most people. Up until this point, we've sort of been living in the dark ages when it came to weight loss and fitness. And I will predict that long after I'm dead and gone, that, you know, we will look back at this era as being the dark ages in weight loss and fitness science. And what I mean by that is, back in the old days, we used to believe that the Earth was flat and that all the planets revolved around the Earth, including the sun and, in fact, the whole universe, right? Because we're self-centered. But then we wake up one day, we realize that was not true. Well, when it comes to weight loss and fitness, we think we get to choose which weight loss program and which laws of science is going to bend to us. Well, which is crazy, because the laws of gravity doesn't bend for you, so why would any of the other ones do? So what we discover is that the hardest part about this process is to wake up one day and realize that the system that we've built, your home, family, life, responsibility, society that you've built, in many cases, it's structured in a way that is counter to the laws of science that governs weight loss, fitness, and good health. And so the big challenge is to in order to achieve your success, is to restructure your life to fit within those laws that governs weight loss and fitness. And that's how you actually succeed. So it's not a matter of if you need to do it, you must do it. Otherwise, currently, you're driving in a bus towards the cliff, and essentially, unless you turn around quickly, you're going to drive off the cliff. So basically, the restructuring part of it is part of what we'll go into later on.
Sounds great, Bruce. Well, let's take a quick break here and come back, and we'll be talking to Tamara soon and, again, learning more about the Armageddon Weight Loss Program.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
So, Bruce, at the break, before the break, we were talking a lot about doc science, and I'm really glad you kind of clarified that for us. There's a lot of information to be shared, but you really kind of broke it down, and it was good to learn about how really an integrated scientific approach to weight loss really, really works. And right now, we have the privilege of speaking to someone who's been through the program. She actually applied the science, everything that we just talked about. She did it very successfully. I've seen some before and after pictures, which are phenomenal, Tamara. Tamara has, like I said, she went through the program. And Tamara's kind of like the rest of us. I mean, she is a very, very busy person and found time and was very successful. Tamara Giroux, is that correct?
Giroux.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tamara Giroux. Tamara is a registered nurse with a master's degree in nursing education. She worked for many years as a cardiovascular intensive care nurse dealing with patients with heart surgery and heart transplants. She's got 4 kids. She's also an entrepreneur. She has a skincare business. You're an expert in aesthetics, laser therapy, and injectables. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, Tamara.
Well, you kind of nailed it. I'm a very busy working mom, and I'm 50 years old now, and you know, just like everyone, there's a lot of, you know, fires that I have to put out every day with my practice and with kids, but you have to make time for yourself. So I think that's really important, and Bruce's program really helped me with that, too.
How did you find the time?
You know, you learn how to plan. You have to make yourself a priority, because it's, you know, as we grow older, you know, I'm a very active woman. I love to do sports and outdoor activities. And I want to make sure that even though I'm 50, I want to make sure that I can continue to do these things in my 70s. So I have to invest in myself, and that's something that I, you know, preach to my clients. We have to make ourselves an investment. We have to invest in ourselves. And Bruce helped me learn that I have to put, you know, that time aside for myself to maintain my health, and that's very important.
Yeah, and turning that corner at 50 is definitely a great time. You know, if you're not taking good care of yourself, this is, you know, you kind of have that wake-up call saying, okay, let's get it together, because it just kind of gets harder in future decades. So,
right. It does get harder. But, I mean, you know, we all have so many things in our lives, but instead of sitting down and watching TV, you know, I would say, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do my workout instead. And I plan that around my kids. I let them know, like, this is my time. I need to do this. And they were very accepting of it. And as they watch my body transformation, they actually became healthier.
That's great. And it's great to be a role model for your family, for your friends.
Right. Exactly. And everybody noticed. So that just, you know, gives you more motivation to keep doing what you're doing.
Well, talk about everybody noticing. In fact, New Beauty Magazine found pictures of you on our website, and they actually contacted us. And now, Tamara, you're actually featured in New Beauty Magazine, the latest issue of New Beauty Magazine, the 2016 issue. And you're just one page over from the main story with Khloe Kardashian. In fact, you're more prominently featured than A-list celebrity J-Lo, Lucy Liu, and Kerry Washington. This is kind of a big deal, isn't it?
It's a very big deal. It's crazy. It's hard to believe that I'm in that magazine. And I love that magazine. So yeah, it's a very big deal for me.
And your stomach. Look at your stomach. I mean, what do you think of her stomach, Jennifer? I mean, her stomach is as flat as it can be.
You have no. You have a, you know, six pack, and you're 50 years old, which you do not look. I don't know what 50 is supposed to look at. Just putting it out there. But from the old image of 50, you are not that.
Oh my gosh! Thank you. Well, you know, and it's not rocket science. It's really simple, and I promise you, I've tried everything in the past, everything. And Bruce's program, Armageddon Weight Loss, was my last straw. I'm like, if this doesn't work, I just give up, because I mean, I had gained over 30 pounds, and I had tried everything, and I'm an educated woman. I'm a nurse. I read articles, but I'm just like everybody else. You see something on TV and it looks like it's a quick fix, and you're like, I'm going to do that. It just doesn't work. Believe me, I've tried everything.
Without naming names, and we don't want to put down any other plans out there, but in general, like, tell us like some of the, I guess, types of things that you did. Did you do shakes? Did you do just exercise? What were some of the types of kind of quick fixes that you tried that didn't really weren't successful for you?
Oh, okay. Well, they're as long as my arm, but yes, shakes, of course, I did that. I tried starving myself. I tried diets that were protein only. I tried cardio, and I'm not a good runner. You know, I'm not like a runner, but I would try. And so I figured, like, if I just ran on the treadmill, that would work. So I would put in 3 miles, 5 miles running.
Ouch. That hurts if you're not really a runner.
Videos, I would order them off TV, and gosh, some of them are so difficult. I would put it in and I couldn't even finish the first 10 minutes. I mean, it was just so disappointing. And then, of course, there's some that are customized for body parts. I've tried those. Zumba, you know, like personal trainers here in Amarillo. You know, I've tried everything. And it's, you know, you're sore and you're putting the time in and you step on the scale and your clothes don't fit still. And you're like, I was just so discouraging. Like, what am I doing wrong? I don't get this. And the reason that I found out from Armageddon Weight Loss is because all of those things that I was doing were one-dimensional. You can't just starve yourself, or you can't just be on a certain diet. You have to have three different aspects to actually get to your goals. And it's so simple. Once you start doing it, and I wasn't sore, and it really made sense, and I started seeing the scale drop ounces by ounces, and it was amazing. So that's what kept me on the program, and I'm still on the program.
So let's talk about your cell lead here. You know, you certainly, let's talk about your background and as a skin care expert here. Tell the audience a little bit about your skincare background, because it's actually quite unusual. You're not just a business owner in this field. You travel the country teaching people. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, excuse me. In 2006, we opened up a practice with my husband. He's a physician, and he asked me to do some research and find a laser that would treat vascular problems. So I researched that for a year and purchased a laser to treat vascular issues like spider veins and things like that. And from there, it just grew. I mean, it was just amazing. And I really started studying about aesthetics and skincare, and I purchased another laser, which is for resurfacing. I don't know if the ladies understand that, and different skincare products. And I mean, I have an amazing practice. But the thing I found about the practice too is it's more about maintenance, and that's kind of my overall motto with everything, with my Armageddon weight loss program and with skincare and lasers. It's about maintenance. It's something that you have to keep doing. So I am an expert in the laser field, and I train physicians throughout the country on how to operate the lasers. So and when I'm training the physicians, I tell them it's all about preparation too. It's not just about having the laser procedure completed on patient. It's about preparation and then continued maintenance. So I think that just works across the board.
Well, let's talk about some of you've recommended Armageddon weight loss to some of your clients and also to a number of physicians and experts as well. And what type of results did they get?
My clients. I mean, one pops up in my mind. Well, I have quite a few, but I have one client. I do aesthetics like fillers and Botox and different things like that. But as my clients would come in, they come in every 3 months for these type of procedures, and they look at me and they're like, "Oh my gosh, Tamara, what are you doing?" And you know, so I would tell them, and quite a few clients started the program. And one lady in particular, she was in her 60s. I think she lost over 50 pounds. But it's not just about weight loss. I mean, she's healthy. She's toned. She's never been able to get there either. I mean, she was considering gastric bypass.
Wow. You just saved her a lot of money and time.
I know. And it's, you know, it trickles down to their family members, too, because when their spouses start seeing, like, "Oh, my gosh, what are you doing?" You know, they also jump on the bandwagon. So it's really great. And the same thing with physicians. You know, they ask me, like, "Oh, my gosh, what are you doing?" It's because everybody wants to know. I mean, you can tell they think I'm in my 30s, which is really a compliment.
Wow.
Actually, I was just training a new laser therapist the other day, and she told me, she's like, "I think we're the same age." And I said, "Really, how old are you?" And she said, I just turned 40. I'm like, "Okay." Yeah, we're the same age. So I'll take 10 years off. That sounds good to me.
Well, in fact, I can out one of the people there. I think it was Joyce who lost 53 pounds. Mm-hmm. And she's actually from, I think she works for News Channel 10 in Texas as well, down where you are. So
that's correct.
You can validate these people. These are not strangers. These are people that you can go up to in their public faces that you can see and know that they've actually achieved their results. And in fact, you know, a lot of times people will say, this person's just somebody on the radio. But, you know, you really should go to our website and take a look at Tamara's pictures. I mean, take a look. And it's just not just pictures that you can Photoshop. There's videos of her as well. And there's videos of many of our clients as well. Our infomercial that's all across the TV from Fox, ABC, CBS, and independent TV stations across the U.S. currently daily. You can see the pictures of these clients. And in fact, there's a funny story there, because I remember you telling me about your husband when he saw you begin the program. He kind of laughed and said, that girly little program. But what happened after that, Tamara?
My gosh. Yeah, that was funny. So my husband is a cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon, And he has watched me over the past years try everything. And he even would get frustrated with me, like, I can't believe you're buying another supplement. I can't. You take them and you don't go anywhere. So anyway, he watched me begin the program, and he kind of laughed at me, like, okay, here she goes again. And then, you know, I'd be doing my workout, and he was like, oh, my gosh. He saw my results, and so he's like, I'm going to try this program, but if this is just for girls, I'm going to leave in 2 seconds. He couldn't even finish the workout. It was so funny. So he became a client of Armageddon, and, I mean, his results were spectacular. He's also in the video. You should see his pictures on the website. Amazing.
So there you have it, Pete. Not just a highly qualified nurse practitioner, clinical nurse, you also have a cardiovascular surgeon that's actually utilized the program and got pretty amazing results as well.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. I don't even know if that's the word. Yeah, he's still, I mean, once you start doing this, it's a lifestyle change. And you just want to continue because it feels good and you look good and you know it.
All right, Tamara, that's a great way to break for this segment. Again, we're speaking with Tamara Giroux, someone who has had phenomenal success with Armageddon Weight Loss. Hang on, we'll be right back. We want to hear more about your fantastic journey and your great result. We'll be right back.
Okay. So, fellas, yeah, fellas, yeah, is your girlfriend got the butt? Hell yeah. Shake it, shake it,
shake it, shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt. Baby got ballet. Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com. Baby got ballet.
So we are back with Tamara Giroux, who's had great success with Armageddon. And Tamara, like it or not, we are going to be talking about your butt.
Okay.
You know, everybody who's a few pounds overweight, and as we get a little older, we all struggle with a little extra cellulite on our body. Cellulite's really nothing that's not normal. You know, it's just, I think it's fat coming to the surface of your skin, and we all suffer with that. But through your success with the program, you definitely have minimized yours to the point where, you know, looking at you from the front and certainly from behind in a bikini, which you could see on ArmageddonWorld.com, you look like you're, you know, 20-something years old.
Oh, thanks. Wow, that's a compliment. I mean, it's just amazing because when you're doing the program, you're getting a total body transformation. You're not just working on one area, but you see it all. Your clothes fit better. I mean, I wouldn't have put on a bikini before this. I mean, you know, that's like the worst thing for us ladies is when it's springtime and we're going swimming suit shopping and you're like, it must be the mirrors or the lighting in these stores because I look really bad.
That's got to be worst.
Yes, and so it really tones every part of your body, and it actually helped to lift up my behind and just tone it and round it. And yeah, I hate to say it, but I'm very proud of my butt right now.
and I know it was a lot more than squats.
Oh, of course. But I mean, because again, you're not just targeting one area. You know, you also have to, it works on your legs. It works on, you know, your core. You have to do everything in order to tone that area. It's not just doing squats or leg lifts, or it's not just one thing. And it's way more than that. It's also cardio, you know, improving vascularity because you're exercising. It's healthier for your skin. You're eating better. You're getting better nutrients to your skin. It's a whole combination of things. There's not just one quick fix for cellulite or, you know, to tone your butt. You have to do a whole program.
Awesome, Tamara. So, for those of you who are just joining us right now, what we're talking about is the Armageddon Weight Loss Program. And why is this program actually unique and different from anything else that's on the market? And today, the topic that we're talking about is why is your weight loss program actually obsolete and will never, ever provide long-term success? And again, so if you're a personal trainer or you're attending a fitness class, boot camp, or using some type of diet shake or supplements, what you need to understand is that these approaches are actually scientifically proven to be obsolete and will never, ever provide long-term success. And if you say, well, Bruce, you know, who the hell is this guy on, you know, that's making these claims. You know, here goes another guy again. But I want you to sort of think about the team of people that we're talking about here. That developed Armageddon Weight Loss. We're talking about 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes combined. And when I say 22 medical doctors and scientists, etc., I mean we have 4 neuroscientists that's on our team. We have 2 psychologists, 2 physicists, a biochemist, a health chemist, an endocrinologist, an OBGYN doctor, a gastroenterology doctor, a physical therapist, registered dietitian, champion athletes, and more people that I can list right now that came together to develop this program. And in fact, what really makes this program cool is that 50% of the clients that we have are doctors, scientists, registered dietitian, and a gazillion nurses who are using it. So folks, listen very carefully. The thing is that typically when a fad or a gimmick shows up on the market, here's what happens. Okay, after it gets out there for a few, then the medical and scientific community come forward, then they test this product, and then they usually will discredit the program for the lack of scientific validity. But in our case, what we get is that more and more doctors and scientists and nurses and people in the medical field are using our program. And not only are they using it, they're recommending it to their colleagues, their patients, and their friends. So to me, I'm very proud of that because that says that, look, you know what, the people who are in the know, the most qualified people are saying, look, this is the way you need to go. And we're not just talking about the medical community where you have to have these big, gigantic degrees. Carlos right here in Atlanta lost 238 pounds and trained for the 2016 Olympics. We have athletes, triathletes. We have people who have never worked out a day in their lives before that are actually competing and enjoying their lives. So what I want you to think about is, and even the U.S. Special Force officers use it. I can never tell you who they are, but they do use it. And so it's very unique in how this program works because it's scientifically based.
Exactly. You know, it's amazing because when you're watching some of the infomercials on TV and you think that there's experts giving you advice on how to lose weight and this supplement works or this program works, you find out there's no real experts behind the program. There's no real science behind it. I mean, I can't even tell you even, I hate this, Fox News. I mean, I watch these things. I'm like, oh, really? All I need is 10 minutes a day to do cardio. I just have to run fast and then walk for 5 minutes and then run fast again. It doesn't work. I've tried it, and I've been so disappointed. And you put your heart into it, and at the end of the day, you get nowhere. And it's just so frustrating.
Well, you know, for example, you know, if you want some sort of concrete reason as to why these programs are not working, let me give you a couple examples. Like, for example, a boot camp. Well, here's the thing. Where is the physicist to address the laws of physics that must be addressed in that boot camp class? Or where's the dietitian or the gastroenterology doctor or the health chemist to address nutrition or digestion? You know, or where's the neuroscientist to deal with neurological issues and brain activity? It's just your brain, after all. How important could that be? Where's the physical therapist to proactively address sports injuries as well? So the problem is that what's missing is that these programs, they focus on just a trainer, somebody who's just going to do the fitness component of it alone, and they'll tell you, hey, eat some broccoli here, and you're going to be fine. But they're missing all these other pieces. So what happens is that you know, when I worked at Harvard Medical School teaching hospital in Boston, I saw a lot of doctors and scientists interacting with each other. And, you know, they typically when something goes wrong, however, for the most part, beyond you getting your yearly physical and for ladies, maybe going to your OBGYN doctor, you hardly come in contact with the medical community. Shouldn't it be that you're interacting with the medical and scientific community proactively on a daily basis before something goes wrong? Instead, your doctor may recommend that you just join a gym or get a personal trainer to lose weight and get in shape. The problem is these medical experts and researchers do not work in your local gym typically or your boot camp class. Look into that shake you're drinking, that diet shake. Perhaps there's a liquefied team of experts in there, right? They're not. So bottom line, you're alone with a bunch of well-to-do trainers, employers, diets, and fitness programs being run by the least qualified people. These processes are obsolete. That is why you cannot and will not get to your goal because and keep your results. Because the knowledge that you need comes from the most qualified groups of people coming together and working together. And not from a bunch of young people, sorry young people, but with no experience or education tossing a bunch of bro science around in the gym or something they read on the internet and they're acting as if they have neuroscience degrees and PhDs in biochemistry and endocrinology. Stop risking your health with these obsolete approaches.
Today is the dawn of doc science wellness programs. It's where it's driven by empirical laws of science. That's what's going to work. Come into collectively together, boil down to the individually, personalize to the individual with guidance, with coaching. That's how you get to your goal. This is what Armageddon Weight Loss Program is about.
So for those of you out there who are thinking about where can you find this program, just go to armageddonworld.com. Okay, it's a blue website. When you get there, you'll know, because you'll see the way success looks like consistently. You'll see athletes. You'll see everyday stay-at-home moms. You'll see educated women, educated men. You'll see people from all walks of life that are using the program and getting to their results.
Yeah, it's very motivating when you go there and you know that you're in good hands. So, Tamara, you know, I'm looking at this website. It got me, you know, like I said, it's really getting me motivated. What would, when you went there, what motivated you?
What really motivated me was, I mean, looking at the before and after pictures of other clients who were real people, not just athletes, you know, I wanted to do something that would change my life and that wasn't a quick fix. And again, I have invested so much money in personal trainers and I've tried everything, and it's so easy to see something on TV, an infomercial or a diet pill, and you spend thousands of dollars for all of this stuff that just doesn't work. And I wanted reality. I wanted science. I knew that there was something behind this program when I read all the information about all the experts in it, that I could actually get there, and I wanted to invest in myself. And what is that worth? For me, I mean, I'm telling you, I've spent thousands of dollars on anything that you can think of, and nothing worked. So I'm like, whatever this is, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to try it with all my heart. I'm going to give it 30 days, and let's see where I end up. And the results are right in front of you.
That's right. Well, just look at the pictures.
That's right.
If they say pictures, it says 1,000 words, then what does a video of you and a walking, talking billboard of success looks like? And certainly, you tell me all the time that people come up to you and, you know, people you haven't seen in a while, and they're like, what are you doing? And we get exactly that a lot, in fact. You know, we have clients who have used the program and have actually gotten off their weight loss drug. You need to go to our website and see these stories. You know, there's one story of another nurse that we actually have, and we'll have her on our show later at some point. And she was a diabetic, and she got off her metformin, Januvia. Let me pronounce that correctly, glipizide, and she decreased her blood pressure and, you know, and their cholesterol dropped, et cetera. And she is not just a, you know, like all my clients, they're very well educated and very successful. She's the department head of nursing. We actually have a lot of nurse educators and college professors in medical school, et cetera, that use our program as well. So, folks, we're not talking about the next gimmick that's coming down the pipeline. You need to go to our website, armageddonworld.com. Go there, armageddonworld.com. When you get there, look at the pictures. Look at the videos. Watch the videos. Don't just take my word for it. I'm biased. It's my program. Look for yourself. You're going to see real everyday people, not just here in Atlanta, but all across the United States, from all the way from California to Boston to you're there in Texas that's used the program. In fact, we sell in Brazil, India, the UK. So this is a new trend that's actually making its way through. And as we continue to progress through getting our word out there and getting our name out there, you will see when you actually try this program that it actually really works. And it's a nice, refreshing change to have honesty and integrity back in the process with hard science.
Well, this was great learning about the program with you today. Again, just give us the website one more time, and I'm going to wish you a great trip to China.
Yes, the name of the website is armageddonworld.com, or you can look for Armageddon Weight Loss. Armageddon Weight Loss, you can Google that, you'll find it, or armageddonworld.com. And my name is Bruce Wayne, and I'll be around every day 2 to 3 o'clock on the Talk of the Town, 1160 AM.
You've been listening to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show with Bruce Wayne. To learn more, go to armageddonworld.com.